everyone, and welcome to episode 42 of Love Every Day. Today is February 11th, and this is week 6, day 5. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, joined by John McCrary, and we've also got a couple guests with us today. John, you want to introduce them?
Yeah, today we have got Will Afoe.
Hey, my name is Will.
And we got Maggie
That's just the remix. That's just way cooler than the accents. Nice to meet you, everybody. Hello, hello.
Same.
Yeah, so why don't you guys just introduce yourselves just a little bit?
And why do you deserve to be here today?
Why do I deserve
it? What qualifies you to be here today?
I'm pretty qualified. I tried to do a podcast. Definitely not nearly as structured or successful as this one. It was called The Will Afoe Show. It absolutely, absolutely tanked because I just didn't release anything.
Bad reviews because there were no reviews.
So technically they were all great reviews.
Boom.
I was honestly nervous that you're going to ask this question because you asked the other guests this question, and I was driving here like thinking about it, and I was like, honestly, like all of my PhDs, all my TED Talks, and the fact that I've asked to be here multiple times.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah, Maggie, actually, there was an episode with me, Brian Sandoval, and Seth Masker, and Maggie was actually sitting in a corner the entire time listening in on the podcast.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was. That. I forgot to tell you about that. Oh. So,
Maggie, that is really creepy.
My mental info was there. Yeah, I was just staring at them.
That's funny.
So with that.
Yeah, with that, two things. One, Maggie, I want to thank you guys for being – Maggie and Will, I want to thank you guys for being here. Maggie, you've actually been probably – one of the longest running subscribers of the show, if I may say so.
And the only one, actually. So
there we go. I tried really hard.
I know there's a bunch of other guys out there that are listening to this every day, and I want to thank you guys for doing that.
Like my mom. Thank you, Mom. Yeah, hi. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
But no, I'm serious, actually. My mom has given some like really great input on the show, and she like actually listens to like 80% of the episode. So I actually really appreciate my mom.
Yeah, right, mom. I just imagine your mom just roasting you. It's just like, John, you're so bad.
No.
My mom has done the same. And so let's give a shout out to both of our moms for doing that.
Pre Mother's Day, thank you. Thank you for birthing us into this world. Another round of applause.
Can't wait for May.
Wait, there we go. But so speaking of Will, your podcast.
Sixth
I'm glad
grade,
you
man.
Mentioned that.
Not,
you know, if you hadn't like imagined that you would start that, and like maybe you did, maybe you didn't actually do it. I just want to say that everything that was real was imagined first.
Absolutely.
So now that you've imagined that podcast, maybe one day it'll be real. Maybe it won't, but maybe it will. But that's our prompt for today. Everything that was real was imagined first.
That's a good tie-in. Good job, Jesse.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Really brought it back.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So yeah, what's your guys' like gut reaction to hearing that? Like, do you have any comments that you'd like to make about that prompt just right off the bat?
I think it's really cool that these are the people having the conversation because we all have very different mediums for like bringing ideas into the physical realm. Like, John, you make music. Jesse makes movies. I'm an artist. Will does crazy cool climbing things. Like we have these little ideas and things that inspire us, and then we find a way to bring it out into the real world and show people what's going on inside.
What I first thought about it was like imagination is a culmination of a lot of things. Imagination can be like a culmination of passion, if you're passionate about something, or inspiration from someone else. So thoughts come from so many different areas, and it really just is your reality tied up completely in your brain. And everything that you imagine and think of and hope that you can ever do came from somewhere else, but that's what makes up you entirely.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Our
awesome.
Thoughts like make us who we are, you know what I mean? Our, what would you call that? Like our consciousness makes us who we are, you know what I mean? Our physical appearance doesn't make us who we are. What we do doesn't necessarily make us who we are. It's the thoughts and the meanings behind what we do, because you can do a lot of good things and have wrong meaning behind it. So you might like it, just because you do good things doesn't make you a good person kind of idea, you know what I mean?
I wrestle with that one, because to me, like myself, I think, you know, every person that I come across pretty much throughout my day, I try my absolute hardest to just make it a good one. Like, there's no reason for me to have negative interactions with people unless, like, so, I don't know, someone killed Maggie. I don't think I would be happy, but I would try my best to not absolutely strangle them. I don't know. So thinking about, oh, we're not, the thoughts in my head, maybe if you could hear all of those, you wouldn't agree with how I see a lot of people, but I don't know. I don't know what describes a good person and what makes a good person.
Right. And that kind of has to do with, like, we were talking about this the other day with, like, we know nothing about, like, right or wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have our preconceived notions of what's right and wrong, and we have what other people have taught us what's right and wrong. But we all think, like, to different degrees of what's right and wrong. You know what I mean? And so there's no way of, like, actually figuring out or determining, like, who's a good person, who's a bad person, because it's purely opinionated.
Yeah, it's so complex. It's a culmination of so many different things. I mean, like, if talking to you right now, I wonder if I talked to your parents, if I could see, like, oh, John got this, or John picked up that. But there are also things that I know your parents would never do or say. I mean, like I said, I don't know them, so maybe they're crazy.
Right, absolute methods.
But yeah, you never know.
For sure.
I think that's what's kind of beautiful about humanity, though, is the fact that we're all such different people, because our thoughts come from different places, like you said. We're all born of different beginnings, so that's kind of why there are so many different things that we put out into the world. Like a bunch of different, like, music artists are completely different because they see music as different entities for themselves. So, like, people make different things based on how their brain works, but the fact that all of our brains are different is kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's kind of that nature versus nurture thing where, like, we are who we are because of the way that we were brought up, as well as our, like, physical beings and the situations around us. And that makes everyone just a little bit different. I mean, even, like, siblings, like, you guys are in the same household, the same situations, and yet you're totally, completely different people.
I'm an only child, so I have no input here.
Right. But, I mean, like, you could take one person from one background and another person from another background and Absolutely. Throw them into the exact same situation. And they're going to respond and react differently to it. Yeah. And the outcome of that situation is going to be entirely different.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's possible for two people to do the exact same thing. I wonder how many people you would have to go through.
Right.
Two people who would do the exact same thing.
And that
depends on the limits of the test or whatever.
That's very true. I'm sure if you did all humanity, you'd get some dingers in there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That kind of has to do with, like, what I wrote down here, which is every thought is just a remix.
Yeah. There's no original saying. Everything is there's no original invention. Everything is just an innovation.
Right. If you think of any, like, artist, like, music wise any artist who's recently said that they were, like, they're making something new, or they're doing something that no one's ever done before, they're probably talking about combining two genres of music, mm-hmm. combining two things that already existed and making something new. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and I mean,
in terms of
music, I mean, there's only so many notes that you can play. There's only so many rhythms that you can play. And everyone's just remixing, like, Mozart.
Yeah. That's a big thing in literature, too, actually. The Greeks made, like, seven foundations of literature, like, seven different stories that you can have. And it's said that if you watch, like, any movie now or, like, read any book, like, they all follow at least one of the seven structures, because, like, you can take two universes that seem entirely different, like, in the world of fiction, but if you take them side by side, it's the same kind of, like, hero's journey. Like, they have relatively the same path, they just get there in different ways.
So kind of like how some people might say that the ending of Endgame is very similar to the ending of Star Wars Return of the Luke or whatever.
Yeah, Jesse, I heard you were very, very prominent in this.
I'm very
this
salty
discussion.
About that.
Oh, my God. Blame the Greeks. They're the ones that made the whole
Yes,
story.
That's what we have to take
I
out
blame
of
this. Disney.
Just blame the Greeks. Yeah, they should be, though.
Now that they own everything's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Don't get in on that conversation.
But, I mean, it's true. Disney has only, like, been reproducing fairy tales that have already existed for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. None of Disney's ideas... Well, that's not true. None of Disney's ideas are original, I guess. Kind of.
I would say that's true because of exactly what we're talking about. Like, there is no new things. It's just a reinvention of
old
things.
We have to describe the term new, because you can make new things. I mean,
that's, like, fair.
Yeah, because I was thinking when we were talking about music, when people first started doing, like, rap music, like, that was drastically different from anything that had been done before. And you might say that some of it was pulled with, like, the scatting from jazz, and a lot of it was pulled
and
from
hip-hop,
like,
and
the fast beats. Yeah, and hip hop and stuff like that. But I think what makes something new, at least what makes something new to us in my definition, is something that I've never heard before. And even if that's a remix, I think that's what makes it beautiful, is it is, like, well, like we said, a culmination of all of these things. But yeah, new things are, it's hard to comprehend in my brain.
Right, definitely. Because you could also say, like, the same thing happened with, like, grunge, metal, and rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, the idea of people screaming in songs was unheard of over in the U.S., but people had already been doing it for a while over in Scandinavia and Norway and places like that. So it's, like, something that's new to us maybe is already thought up somewhere else. Mm-hmm. One thought that I just had to maybe counter the idea that every thought is a remix, there had to have been someone that first came up with the idea of robots.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Before they had any kind of technology, there's no way you could have possibly fathomed what a robot would have been. Some automated, machine-controlled consciousness. So then take that idea, and then what's the new thing that's right now that is at the moment unfathomable, but then in 30 years plausible that maybe we haven't even thought of?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think – I disagree with that because – I mean, robots, they aren't a new thing. Like, surprisingly, they aren't a new thing. It's just an innovation of an old thing. I mean, automatrons, right? That was a robot, just not as sophisticated. And what was an automatron based off of? Some sort of earlier machine. It's just all a reinvention of an earlier invention.
Right, but what I'm saying is back when wheels were a new thing, there's no way they could have thought of what a robot was.
Oh, no.
So like when you have one new thing, you can think of a couple – like when you have wheels, you can then start thinking of gears and you can start thinking of basic mechanisms, right?
You can think
You can think one step ahead, but you can't make any leaps.
Yeah, that happens all the time, like people imagining things. And then I mean, it's basically what the prompt is, like people imagine things and then make it happen. Like there are so many old sci-fi books about like flying cars and everyone's like, oh, like that'll never happen. Like we just talk about that because it's like a fun concept because, oh my gosh, people flying through the sky. Now we have planes and now they're
drone
making
drone taxis in South Korea.
You know what that is?
They're, for real?
Like drone personless.
Taxis. That's awesome.
Like taxis that'll like fly people around that is being tested in South Korea right now. And like 50 years ago, it was just like in books that people would write, they'd be like, oh, well, but we couldn't make it happen. And then people made it happen. So, like, they looked at this book and they're like, oh, okay, wait a second. That would actually be really cool, I mean, if we could do that.
Or Fahrenheit 451, he talked about, like, the first idea of, like, flat screens. He basically, like, described, like, plasma TVs before TVs were a thing. Right? Or were TVs already, like, when was that? When was Fahrenheit 451?
What did you reference?
Fahrenheit 451.
I actually never read that.
Oh, it's a great book, dude. It's so good.
It is really good.
But do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I think it was when it was like the earliest stages of like the earliest stages of TVs. So I don't know. And maybe it was just like box TVs. And then he was like, but what if we made them skinnier?
Right. True. But then someone took that idea further. So then we did make plasma TVs and they were skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. And now like they're working on, like we were talking about in the kitchen, they're working on making like foldable mats, basically, that are TVs, like roll up TVs that are like literally a couple centimeters thick.
It's interesting because we take like ideas and I always look at them and I'm like, I don't know how you could get like any better than it is. Like AI and like, what's it? Like an Oculus, like VR.
Oh,
the beginning stages of VR was revolutionary. Like even if it was just like really slow and pixelated, it's like, oh, you're seeing into a whole new universe. And now what they can do now with VR is insane. So people just keep kind of building on and building on.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really know if they're working towards like some big great thing.
Well,
but it's,
you
cool
know,
to
in
see
like
how we
60
can...
to 70 years, I'm sure you'll go into VR and have genuinely no idea that you're in VR.
Like when you're on a treadmill and you're just moving around like with a pain suit or something, like where you can actually feel the things that are happening.
Right, and people had the idea for that back when video games first became a thing, but it was just a fictional idea.
It was just
idea.
An idea. It was just your imagination.
Yeah, exactly. There was no way that'll ever happen. But then here we are. Now Oculus Rift is a thing. VR is a thing. Mocap suits became a thing years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with that technology, then the ideas keep going further and further and further.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find this so cool that things just happen like that. Just innovation after innovation, derivative after derivative. And like, I don't know. I mean, I just find that fascinating.
Yeah. It's a part of the stuff that we learn like from day one. The universe is always expanding, like sixth grade science class. Everything is constantly expanding and moving away from each other and into each other. And if it's constantly expanding and you add a brain into that, why wouldn't the brain do the same thing?
That's interesting. I never thought about it like that.
That's crazy. Yeah, so I'd say you can definitely get some encouragement from that, because I remember my sister telling me kind of the idea of like every thought is a remix, right? Mm-hmm. And she stopped playing like guitar. She stopped playing any music at all for a couple of years, because she was just like, what's the point in doing this? Someone's already used these chords. Someone's already used this melody. Someone's already used this cadence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then to think about it in that it's exciting to be able to come up with something new with quotations around it. You know what I mean? Come up with a remix idea. It's exciting to come up with the next innovative thing, because that's going to be the next small little step towards the next new thing and the next new thing and the next new thing.
Let me ask all of you, what's something in the past for you that you thought would never happen, but now it's happened?
You're going to have to give me a minute on that.
I was going to say, can't say all of them.
I think self-driving cars is kind of a crazy one. To go back to that, like the fact that they're making cars where people don't have to be there, like that would seem completely insane to anyone. Imagine if an alien came here and saw, like, I mean, I'm sure if they came here, they probably had more advanced technology than self-driving cars, but like an outsider having to come, or like people from like the islands where people aren't allowed to go there, if they were to be like transported and saw
indigenous species.
Yeah, if they saw like self-driving cars, like that would seem otherworldly, but we made it happen through like years and years of building on cars until we got to the point where we didn't even need to be there for them to run.
Yeah. I mean, the thing for me that maybe in I never thought I would do, and I'm about to like move to Colorado, land in a little bit, and that was something that I never thought I was able to do. There was just a lot of my life I just kind of was led through it a little bit, which you know is fine. You got to figure stuff out in your own way and your own speed, and I'm doing that. But like, that's not something I thought I was capable of for a very long time, and right now sometimes I don't know if I'm capable of, and that's just throwing yourself into it and having that idea to go there. And obviously that little thing blossomed into, you know, emailing the people for an apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool because humanity can kind of use each other as like piggybacks, where it's like, I don't know if I would have the confidence to make or do certain things if I didn't see other people like making similar things or doing the same actions, because it makes it feel a lot more plausible when it's kind of around you a little bit more.
Right. Like I heard about the work around the world thing through Seth like a year and a half ago. And I always thought that'd be like a cool thing to do, but I would never do it. It just didn't fit my lifestyle. It wasn't something that I felt capable of doing. And then now that you guys are doing it, you're going to Alaska for a month and you're going to work in like hotels and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... might do that. There's a California one too that where we could work with kids.
Really?
That'd be really cool. I mean, dope. Both of them are super cool.
Yeah, I saw one where you'd live in the Mojave Desert for a couple weeks and you'd be building a little like a small, like not civilization, but like a little
like an eco village?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, eco villages are incredible.
Yeah. So I never thought I'd be able to like have the courage to do something like that. And then when I like found out about you guys doing it and kind of heard about your guys' thought process through doing it, and like you guys made it seem actually like physically attainable, you know what I mean? So now I want to go somewhere in the summer and like go stay somewhere for like a month or two or something like that, you know, and just like live almost a different life for like a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
imagine
that's awesome.
Coming back with that, like I can't imagine just going somewhere where, you know, even where it challenges you literally in any way, when you come back you're going to be a better person,
right?
Unless you know, something absolutely tragic happens there and you're scarred for life. But
that was the scary thing. I mean, you're still a different Mojave person. Desert one. That was like there's no way to contact like the outside. They were like, you don't have any cell reception. You're going to be sleeping in a tent in the Mojave Desert.
But think about this.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Think about this though. When you come back from, you know, that experience, you're going to look at things and you're going to see them in a different light. You're going to see them in a brighter light.
You
come inside and you're going to look at that PC sitting in front of you and you're going to go, I am so excited to just sit down and play a game right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You're gonna actually appreciate the 5-second loading screens and the air conditioning. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's how people get new ideas too, to like make new things and try new things, is if you don't put yourself in new environments and introduce yourself to different kinds of people, like you're kind of stuck in the same little brain loop. So once you put yourself out there, that's how I think innovation and art really, really becomes big.
Yeah, it's just an echo chamber when you don't experience new things.
Chamber. That was really cool.
That was cool.
I got that from a law class.
A what?
Law class.
A law class.
Oh, a law class.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, got you. I think it said log glass.
Oh,
I
don't know.
I heard a la class.
Dude's speaking French now.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you guys for being here. Thank you for joining us today. It's been awesome to have you. Is there anything that you want to say real quick to the audience?
I would say that even if everything has been made before, theoretically, there is no reason you should stop yourself from trying new things, because humans create things to incite emotions, both from themselves and from their audiences. So why not put yourself out there and try to make people feel some things, but in your own way, instead of just watching everyone else work the world around you?
Absolutely. All you gotta do through life is go through it in the best way you can, and even if that's with some chords that other people have come up with before, you sit there and it makes you happy. That's what makes you happy. And thank you for letting me experience my podcast dreams. I finally made it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's awesome. That's awesome. But yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Spotify. Go to our website, loveeverydaythepodcast.com. Send in a voice message. Give us some comments or feedback. Let us know if you want to be a guest, because we're looking for some more guests. So send us a message, and hey, you might be on here. I am Jesse, and that is John, and I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
And I'm Maggie.
Will Lafoe.
Can I say the
last
one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know if I remember it. Wait, you have to pull it up. Remember to always live your life with love and love your life every day.
That was cute.
Awesome.
Peace out.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow. Peace out.